Beer. Water's cool, drunk uncle. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour indie beer podcast, where three beer geeks sit around the table and talk about beer as they drink beer.
Mr. Announcer Guy.
I don't know why I'm starting to sound like the Hall of Justice guy.
Today.
I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yes, right. Welcome, fellow drinker of the beer. This week, as with most weeks, we're going to talk about some culture stuff. We're going to give you some beers that you should look out for. We're going to talk about what the hell we've been doing with our beers the past week. And we're going to listen to the listeners of the Perfect Pour.
The voicemails.
Everyone's favorite part. Our crap is just like, get to the voicemails.
Fast forward.
After the voicemail segment, I'm going to tell there maybe there'll be a secret voicemail at the end, so you got to stay to the end.
Oh, like in the movies when the credits are rolling?
Yeah, after the credits, the Marvel movies. There won't be, but you never know.
We should just change the time of voicemails every week so they can't go to the same exact spot.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, I know about roughly where the voicemails are. Yeah. I'll just fast forward.
Like next week, we'll just start with voicemails.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, I don't know what's going on. And then nobody will be listening. We can talk shit all we want. Jeez. There was some sort of thing that happened.
Something.
From the last show to this show. I think it involved labeling beer. I don't know. And I don't mean labels on bottles. I mean, there was something about...
Man.
We've been calling beer indie beer, trying to call our favorite craft beer indie beer.
Civil war?
Somebody finally started noticing...
Beer Twitter war.
Us and 3BZine and SD Beer Talk all had to get defensive on Twitter for a while. So we're going to talk about that. But first... What beers were we drinking during our tailgate? We tailgate for the show.
Yeah.
As with any good podcast, you got a tailgate. Hang out, bro. It was a very quick tailgate. We only had a couple beers because Peter Brewer is working. So it was just Nick and I.
So sorry.
Nick and I hanging out. We didn't want to get crazy, bro. We had a New Belge. Still indie brewer New Belge Rampant IPA. Imperial IPA.
As the kids call it these days.
Cheers to Rad Stacy.
Rad Stacy.
Rampant.
I wonder if Rad Stacy touched these.
Ooh.
Touched that bottle.
I like it when she touches the cans.
Nice. High five, bro.
High five.
Virtual high five. Everybody knows the Rampant. A classic Imperial IPA.
Not bad for not a West Coast.
Yeah, right? Yeah, one of the stronger representations of an Imperial IPA that's not from California.
Are we still saying everything east of California is East Coast?
Yep.
Okay. East Coast beer.
Yep. Denver beer, East Coast beer.
East Coast.
Fort Collins, East Coast.
Yeah. Nevada.
East Coast. Yeah, dude. Back east.
Back east in Nevada.
Oh, you mean back east in Las Vegas? Yeah. I went back east this weekend. Oh, where'd you go, Las Vegas? Yeah.
Oh, they get some of that blizzard they're having back east?
You get caught in all that blizzard shit going on back there?
Snowstorm. Everybody snowed in. Don't go to Vegas. Snowstorm back east.
Yeah, man. Don't go to Vegas this weekend. Why? What's going on? Shared about the big storm back in the Northeast. Also, we had from Rogue Brewing out of Oregon. I think that's Oregon. I think they have beer.
Is this
up there
new
too.
Brewer?
Rogue? I've heard they have
They're beer.
Yeah, I think they're brand new. New dudes on the scene. This one was gifted by Reggie559. Had this for a while. It's an old bottle, so we could taste the old. Luckily, we have a Sonic Foamer to wake up those old beers. Oui. And this is the Morimoto Soba Ale. It's an ale brewed with soba grain.
Soba
is a noodle, a Japanese noodle, a Japanese wheat. So we totally knew that before. Didn't look it up on the internet at all.
Of course.
And if that was fresh, I could see that going pretty well in a sushi place, especially since most places don't have a whole lot of beer selection outside of our Kunisana Sami.
The old standby Kirin Ichibom.
Yep. So if I was at Edoya, and if this was there at Edoya, I would order this. But I mean, in those kind of instances, I would enjoy this beer, but. You know, just on by itself didn't work for me, but I don't know. Nick, Matt?
No, it's interesting that you bring up the food pairing, how it changes this the beer.
It needs something.
It needs something food.
Nope.
Didn't care for it. That's
food. Is that your Untappd review?
No caps. Didn't care for it.
I checked it in on Untappd.
No stars. And
I accidentally gave it a star rating. I meant to just check it in with no star rating, so
yeah,
that's about how my night's going.
Yeah. Oh,
wow!
This is we're at like, you know, if you go to happy hour after your work, this is what this is for Matt right now. So, Mary, you know, he's still unwinding. So,
yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in my brain right now. Did I forget to turn off the stove?
Did I unplug my curling iron?
So that was all we were tailgating with. So that means we need a freshie.
Chasing freshies.
I'm getting kind of parched over here.
Uh-oh. I can't reach a bottle now. Bottle opener.
Mike is opener-less.
Or would you like the bottle opener donated to us by Greg from SD Beer Talk?
SD Beer Talk? That sounds like a podcast.
Yes, San Diego's very own podcast.
Ooh,
nice crack. Solid.
If you're a bottle opening aficionado geek, then you would know that was a Citradelic from New Belgium.
I've heard that before.
I bet you could get down though the kind of bottle though. I bet you could do that. Whether it was a 12 ounce or a bomber.
Ooh, you're saying.
I bet if you really trained yourself.
With a golden ear.
Right.
Pick up.
You could say, oh, that was a 12 ounce. I'll bet you could.
I don't know. I mean, the most necks are about, and you know, the head space, that's about the same size on both bottles.
Yeah, but you got more mass with the bomber.
Saying it should have bigger balls when it opens?
It's going to drop the natural note of the cap.
I'll drop a note for you. Wow.
Is it the brown note?
This has been out a couple weeks, been going around.
Yeah. I've actually been waiting to try
Aren't
this.
You supposed to refrigerate beer, Mikey?
Is this not cold?
No, you said it's been out.
Oh. Ha-ha.
Come on, I'm trying to make funnies here.
This isn't fun, okay? Oh. It's not fun.
There's no fun allowed here.
It's not fun. This is cheap
totally
as hell. Like
32.
Actually, this was sitting out warm in Save Mart.
Must have been at Ashland and West.
No, this was at Herndon and Milburn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have an end where you get the carts on the one side.
Oh, yeah.
That right when you walk in, there's an end there.
Was that by the display? Did you get fooled for a second by that display with the taps?
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, Save Mart put in a growler station. This is going to be awesome.
You got fooled by a display.
You can see it as you're walking up. You're like, oh shit, what did they do?
Hey, Super Bowl season, man. They come out with some good displays as a...
Yeah, just a row of tap handles
former
is all
grocery
it is.
Clerk, yeah.
This is the time
of year, bro.
I think it's a bunch of local, Riley's has one up there.
Yeah, because if it's the Tioga one and if it's there, that was built by Mr. Julian Bencomo himself.
Okay.
Somebody showed him a photo and said, can you do this? And he's like, Fuck yeah.
Cut a barrel in half and attach some taps. And
yes, they got all kinds of creative.
Mm-hmm. But all the local beer was up front. They had all the Riley's and Tioga.
Nice.
So this was only $6.99 for a six-pack. I was like, damn. And it was kind of scaring me because I've been seeing lukewarm reviews, and I know Matt had it on tap at the Goldstein's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, maybe they're just trying to get rid of it now. It's $6.99 for a six-pack. But I was like, ah, got to try it. And I think so I was set up for disappointment. And I wasn't disappointed. It's just one of those things where the name is just like, it's so in your face. You're like, oh man, I'm going to get,
oh yeah,
my ass is going to get kicked by citrus. And it's just, it's there. It's very balanced. It's not like over the top citrusy or anything.
It tastes like a $7 six pack.
Does it make you hallucinate?
Not yet.
Oh, damn it. I was totally.
We'll see.
Totally hoping.
I mean, totally hoping.
It's a good beer. I mean, last time I had it, I mean, I was at Goldstein's, so I was probably fourth beer or fifth beer in when I had it. So
hard to judge
that. I think it was one of those. Well, fuck! I might as well try that.
What am I getting to now? Goldstein is like, he's not, or whoever is putting those boards up is not an IPA heavy guy. It's very much, IPA is not, I'm used to IPAs being featured there. It's not features. It's just one of the styles there, which,
you will not.
That's cool. Not,
no preferential treatment at the Goldstein.
Yeah. I'm not preferential. Yeah. Nobody's putting anything up for me, but I find it interesting. At least that's kind of cool that, IPA is just, it's just a style there. It's not like we've got 20 IPA taps and other things.
And PBR.
And PBR. All indie beers except for PBR. No, I think he's got Ballast Point.
Yeah. No. He has a beret of stuff. My favorite, though, was a little while ago when Cole was having his birthday. They had Cole's motherfucking birthday beer. It was just Coors Light. So we'd be like, what should I get next? And it was like, oh, dude, you got to get Cole's birthday beer. It's totally cool. And they get it, and they're just like, I think I've had this before, and it's like, oh yeah,
you did. Very familiar. I want to know if anybody just went like, oh wow, this is really good.
I heard there were stories of that where somebody's like, oh, it's so good, I want another one. It's like, all right,
here's another one.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Pay closer attention.
No, I'm reading.
You're playing me right now.
Yeah. Just got tweet mentioned in something. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. We want a live broadcast, some sort of Twitter war.
It's probably like a fake porn star account at this time.
Well. Yeah, we got one of those today.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Check out live cams now.
Live cam. I don't want to check out live cam. I'm at work. So, I guess we should get into it. Indie beer. I guess that's a thing now.
So, Mikey, what have you been up to this past weekend?
Whoops. I thought it was just us podcasters talking. And then somebody from the SD Reader posts an article with us in it. And then all of a sudden, the world felt like it broke for a few days for us. So
yeah,
if you're a listener that's not on Twitter and you're like, what the hell are you talking about, dude?
El Shido hit El Fano.
Yeah. So yeah, we've been talking about, maybe just calling, just not even that in a serious manner, but just calling craft beer, indie beer, breweries that are independent. Still independent, just calling them indie beer because big beer has taken or has got their little paws in craft beer now, and it's got so then they've gotten so deep that people only beer nerds know what's going on anymore. Just beer drinkers are just like, ah, what? Nobody is yeah, paying
it. As far as they know, more of it's just showing up at their supermarket.
Still, they think Ballast Point's still craft beer. They think you know they're just not. There's nothing to tell them any different.
No,
it looks like craft beer to them. Like now the
they could just get it at Walgreens on sale now or
right. It's or getting 7-11 so bad even. That even the, like the starter kit doors we would always. So like, you know, liquor stores would get one door that would be their craft beer starter kit door. Now, the starter kit doors are like half crafty beer now. It's like buyout beer. And it's just sort of, so 3BZine finally coined it as like, we're just going to call it indie beer. And SD Beer Talk and us at the Purple Forest said, yeah, cool. We'll all do that. We'll just all call it, you know, whenever we can, we'll call it indie beer.
Yeah.
And it's still going to be the same beer we drink anyways. It's the same philosophy we had anyway. We're just labeling it as indie beer because it's just a cleaner way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Simpler way to do it. And no huge long-range plan like, oh, it'd be cool if people picked up on this. But it'd be really, it was just in our minds, I think, was just like our listeners. Like that would be cool for our listeners from the Perfect Pour and their listeners too would just be like using indie beer as a hashtag. So we were like, oh, this is cool. We can see our listeners, what they're doing on social media because no one was really using that. So that's what's been kind of been going on for a couple months. Nobody's been paying attention. Then, and then an article from the SD Reader, you know, San Diego publication basically makes this headline of, craft beer is now dead. Indie beer, long live indie beer. I'm misquoting it, but essentially that's what the headline was. And so this got out to, this was Friday. This was basically a week ago as you're listening, if you're listening to this on Friday. And that got out to the internet and people like, people that work at Douchebag Boulevard on Douchebag Boulevard. It picked up on this and was like, no, you guys can't do that. You're not industry. You can't do that. And
where's your street cad, bro?
And all his little Missouri minions are like, bunch of hipsters. And they just started this huge troll. They just, the troll community came out and just started just hammering us with indie, like, you can't do this. This is mixed and just taking these huge leaps of against us and like taking it in just all kinds of directions, and we're just like what the hell is going on? And we're like, no, chill out. We're just I'm speaking as myself right now. I'm not I don't mean to be speaking for you guys.
No.
But like we're just trying to differentiate between indie beer and crafty beer, essentially. We just wanna be supporting local beer, supporting good quality local beer. And we're just kind of done with big beer trying to co-opt us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what, you know, of course, good, tasty beer is what led me into craft beer, but the community was a huge deal. That community that came with the beer, craft beer, and having marketing and big beer get their paws into it and fuck with it like that. It just pisses you off as a nerd. And you just felt like nobody's really been doing anything. The whole past year was just this whole huge buyout year and
kind of standing by and watching.
So many industry people are just looking the other way or just like supporting it. And it was like, well, we're the community that actually buy the beer. We're the ones that go to the tap rooms. We're the ones that stand in line for releases. We're the ones that made you Ballast Point. And this is not cool. We don't like it. So we're going to change the fucking tone of things back to way it was when we got into this whole thing in the first place. And you can ignore it or not. We don't care. We're not telling anybody they have to do anything. This is just how we're going to do it. And we're going to still use craft beer alongside indie beer too. We're not just like, fuck craft beer. It's just that we just needed something else for us as beer geeks. And do, you know, take it or leave it. We don't care. Like, just be cool. And the shit just got too, so crazy on it. And we finally just all kind of decided, like, let's just chill out for a day and let everything just boil away. And it seems like it has. And maybe now we can get back to a place where we wanted it to be, where we're just kind of using it as a way to label what we like about beer. So, and I'm not speaking for 3BZ. I'm not speaking for, SC Beer Talk. I'm not speaking for the brothers here. I'm just saying that's in my head is what indie beer is about. And just why not support a local that makes good beer instead of, some sort of corporation that trucks beer into you. And that there's a lot of confusion, like, oh, why don't they just because it's independent doesn't mean it's quality. It's like, we know.
Yeah. That's what I want to know, where those conclusions came from. Like, where nobody ever said we support indie beer no matter what. Like, even if it's shitty, we'll still support it.
Yeah, nobody
said that.
There's never anyone.
And then the other thing was,
said that.
Well, why do you only support small breweries? And it's like, we never said that either. Obviously, Sierra Nevada is huge. Yeah. New Belgium's huge.
Sierra Nevada is God to us.
Brewdogs are huge.
Brewdogs are huge.
And they're still independently owned, as far as we know. We have not done extensive background checks into their financial portfolios.
And we know there's investment groups and I'm aware that breweries get their money from other places.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about. Like, you're a business. You got to get loans from things. Mm-hmm. And we're just talking about when you don't own your beer, when you don't own your own brewery anymore, then you aren't you're not independent anymore.
Yeah.
At some point along the line, you decided, hey, more money. That's better than me owning this brewery. And that's cool. I like, nobody blames Ballast Point for taking $1 billion, but you can't have everything. You can't have $1 billion and have street cred and be indie and be craft. And like, you can't have everything. You get $1 billion, you trade in your street cred, you know, even exchange. Okay. It's cool. Like, you don't, but we're still craft. No, you don't get to be anymore. You have money, you have stability now. You have a big reach. Your beer has a big reach now. You've got a nice stable paycheck. Maybe you're in a union now. I don't know. That's awesome. I would be there too.
Yeah.
If I could make, I don't work anywhere near the brewing industry. My paycheck doesn't come from it. But if somebody told me, hey, you can get the same paycheck and the same hours and work for Budweiser, I'd be like, all right, cool. I get that. This is never anything to do with any employee from any brewery, no matter who you work for. There's nothing wrong with getting a paycheck from Budweiser. I'm just saying you don't get to be cool. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Any brewers, they get to be cool because they don't make as much money. So they get to be cool. What's the big deal?
Yeah. Well, the one thing that still bothers me, and I don't know if this would fix it for me or not, but it would surely help my opinion, is why doesn't these beers that are getting bought up get the same advertisement as, say, Bud Light, for example?
I hadn't thought about that.
What? Stop hiding it, you know? Why? That's the thing that irks me, is I still have this feeling of the wool's trying to be pulled over my eyes. Mm. And it's like, that's cool. You could buy these guys, but just to own up to it. Mm. Give them their fair share. Advertise them as much as you do your core brands, you know?
Right.
Why are you still not giving them a fair shot, but you're willing to buy them and stick them in your back pocket?
And no, Shock Top is not craft beer. Don't try to, like, don't.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with people like that. Don't be like, ah, we got craft beer for Shock Top. Hee hee. Like, because people, like, us beer geeks are like, everybody knows Shock Top's not crap. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, no, they don't.
Give Ballast Point a float for the Rose Bowl Parade.
Blue Moon and Shock Top is craft beer. And that's not because everybody's stupid. It's because you guys are letting it's that happen. That's
how they're
happen. Sold, yeah. And so.
They're billed as craft beer.
And that's one of the things, like.
Let's see a Ballast Point float at the Super Bowl, you know? Let's see a Goose Island.
Or even just a banner in it in the stadium.
Yeah.
It's just weird because they could have a whole different approach with their advertising that they've kind of come close to it, but at times after that whole backlash about their last Super Bowl commercial where they could just like, hey, we're.
Oh, yeah. They took punches at it. At yeah. Our us, meaning and our they, craft beer nerd they community. They could
just
say,
you know, we just, this is how we do it. Yeah, they could have owned up to like, yeah, big beer. That's our niche. Yeah. Macro beer. That's our niche. Mm-hmm. Like, and make that niche cool. They could, but they don't understand. That's the thing. Like, that's what pisses them off. They want to be cool, but they don't understand how to do it. Yeah. And they're like, ah, fuck you guys. I'm just going to buy you then. Like, here's $1 billion. Am I cool now? No, yeah. You're still not cool now.
And jump on the six-pack container.
Like, like, but look, I've got a helicopter, and I've got all this. And like, yeah, that's all right, dude.
Well, you know, and this is funny, too. They, you know, everyone says, oh, craft beer doesn't advertise. And I think that was kind of hurt Sam Adams at first, but now look, it's like, well, maybe craft beer does advertise. You know, Sam Adams has been making commercials.
Yeah.
How many years?
He just doesn't do a Super Bowl commercial, but like.
But yeah, still, you know. Yeah,
he's been like, it's
like, well, maybe they had the right idea all along. You maybe. Can
do it. Stone has never advertised.
No, and they probably won't. And because yeah, they have now they have a steady social media following. You know, they don't
one of my best friends has a production company in San Diego, and he actually had a meeting with Greg, and like they were like the best production company in San Diego, and they tried to convince him for a couple years to like you. This was before Stone really like everything kind of exploded for craft beer, and he wouldn't do it. And I mean, it didn't hurt him. He's I think Stone's pretty much doing everything they want to be doing.
Yeah.
And they've done it on their own steam. And that's the other frustrating thing with breweries that get bought out like that is like, you know, you can do it. It's not going to be easy, but you can do it on your own without big beer coming in to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done. It just, whatever, man. It's cool. Let's all just have a beer.
Let's all just have a beer. At the end of the day, it's all beer.
And we're just going to leave the bitter brewer alone because he's industry. And
my microphone's almost not even working.
That's a pissing me off too. It's like, oh, you're not in industry. You're not allowed to dictate anything. Yeah. Like, the fuck I'm not. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Because
like,
the grassroots movement never did anything, never accomplished anything.
Craft beer started because of a Seattle Times article and a New York Times article. Like, it wasn't because a bunch of brewers said, this is what we should call our beer, craft beer. Mm-hmm. It was because of media. So, I mean, that's how things get labeled. And they, you know, you can't have a bunch of brewers getting together to figure out awesome terms and let's all do this. You can't, I mean, that's.
Yeah, they're too busy making the beer.
They're too busy working. So, like, this is what we figure out. And we figured out any beer. And it may go away next week. This may be the beginning of it happening. We don't know. But
yeah,
the bitter brewer is trying to shock his water right now.
Sonic foam is water.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Anyways, I was trying to sonic foam my water because for some reason I thought it made bubbles, but then I realized it doesn't have carbonation. So, yeah.
No magic in water.
Carbonation is needed for the sonic foamer. That's apparently that's my all two cents.
All I know is it was really weird. Like, I can't imagine James Watt was sitting there on Twitter watching this.
Oh, but he was.
Blue Dog, James Watt, our Blue favorite, dogs. Our man, James Watt.
One of very few master cicerones.
Yes, one of the best beer tasters in the universe. During all this, in the middle of all this, yeah. James Watt tweets, "Independence is the new craft." No, doesn't he? Like, doesn't use hashtags. It's not fucking James Watt. He's not a fucking hashtag.
Motherfucking James Watt.
Yeah, motherfucking James Watt
might be still be known as a pound sign.
Yeah, who knows what they call it
in
over there
in Scotland? That's a pound sign.
So, but it's just weird. I just can't imagine he was watching any of that.
How
but,
oddly timed but, like, was that?
That is weird. Tweet. That just comes right in the middle of that.
And that could have gone either way. You would have felt like total shit had he said the complete opposite.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. He could have said the complete, like, hey, what's the big deal? Craft beer is crap. Like, oh, my God.
God damn it.
But he didn't.
No, he strangely enough used the exact term independent.
Yep. I was like, wow, that's a little eerie. But I think I think that's about enough, I guess, for out of me anyway.
I guess if we ever meet him, we'll just have to ask him.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting.
So we need a new beer. What else? What else the hell? Is there anything else going on in beer?
We need a new beer.
Yeah, we need a beer. What else?
Is this one waiting?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right about, wow.
Oh,
yeah,
look, man. There's a beer already on the table. A
beer that we were looking
out for.
You ready? Ready? You ready?
This beer makes me want to drop an F-bomb right now.
Gold. Oh, yeah.
Oh, runaway cap.
What do we have here, Bitter Brewer?
We're going to Sonic foam the shit out of this beer.
We have a whole lot of nothing. We have from Modern Times Beer a hybrid coffee imperial stout, Devil's Teeth. Imperial stout with coffee added. Devil's Teeth is a teeth.
Devil's Tooth.
Is a hybrid teef of an old ale and an imperial stout, two English beer styles designed to withstand long voyages and dark winters. It brings a rich maltiness and a robust, rich roastiness in a thick, tongue-coating, aggressively flavored package. Too many big words. To this chewy mix of old-world beast, we brought a massive dose of our house-roasted Black House coffee blend, which is amazing. A complimentary mix of blueberry-forward Ethiopian and chocolate-forward Sumatran coffees. So three different coffees.
Wow.
In this beer.
Man, this was our looking out for. This was the January beer, and look what happened.
Jake from State Farm.
From State Farm.
Happened to be out and about shopping, and he was just like, dude, you want one of these? And I was like, dude, I do. Yes.
Like, do you not listen anymore, Jake? We have been looking out for.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, get that over to our stout boy.
Oh.
Wait.
When a random clip of nerds pops up on your phone and it's Ogre burping, you must play it.
Little note on their beer. I don't know if the other bottles have it, but that one says, this beer is vegan.
Oh, it's vegan.
Vegan beer.
Is it grass-fed, too?
Oh, Tauga, you put all animal stuff in your beers.
Is this grass-fed?
Son of a bitch.
Cage-free? Is this free-range stout?
See, I would assume...
Doesn't say anything about organic or non-GMO, but...
I would assume all, like, non-bacon beers are are vegan. I don't know.
Contains bits of bacon.
Make bits of bacon.
It really depends on the brewery. Some breweries have different filtering methods, but most places it could be considered not vegan or vegetarian if it's a filtered beer. And that's not like a industry secret.
Yeah, yeah.
But
All right, what are you getting?
Coffee right off the bat. It kind of settles in on your palate. It's like the coffee is actually brewing on your tongue.
Yeah.
as you're drinking.
There is so much coffee on this.
It's kind of sweet to me. Not like overly sweet, but
no, like it kicks
sweeter
off,
than I wasn't expecting any sweet.
It kicks off bitter and then kind of sweetens up as it settles on the palate. Biscuity malt, huh? Flaked barley. Ooh.
Hmm.
Maybe a bit too warm.
Or you think it's gotten too warm?
I think.
Hmm.
Sonic foam that shit.
Let's foam it up.
Oh, they're probably modern times is rolling in the roll over in their grave, yeah. Rolling around in their fermenter. Oh,
that's going to be a disclaimer. Oh, yeah. The next batch is do not sonic foam this beer.
That's what we're going to start as podcasters. Like labels are going to have to do not sonic foam. Please sonic foam if over 3 hours.
I cannot pick out old ale. Well, I mean, a little bit of old ale, but I cannot pick out stout. It's straight coffee and a little bit of old ale in me. Mm. And
I think not that nobody's putting it up against it, but I think I would enjoy Rush Hour better, more than this.
This is...
Oh, do you?
No, this is great, though. I'm not...
A comparable one to this that you might have had is the Mocha Midnight. That would be something more along the lines. An Imperial Stout, something high gravity.
Yeah, this is stronger.
With chocolatey notes and coffee.
Just a side note, Sonic Foamer does not make your beer any colder.
You're like, make it colder. Is there a colder setting?
Is there a colder setting? But it did smooth it out. A little creaminess came to the top after foaming.
I gotta try it now. I gotta use a different glass because I don't think this. I've got a jar of glass.
And it should still foam it.
I think I tried it last week and it.
There's too much surface area. Yeah. It condense the surface area.
What's the circumference of a moose?
Canadian or European?
Got a sonic foam in my devil's teeth from modern times.
Everybody must.
Whoa, man. Whoa. That thing went all crazy, no?
Damn, it almost looks like a nitro.
It's nitro now. Sorry. I'm using the voice, but it's nitro now.
Yeah, you must nitro.
I cannot do the voice. It's too fun. All right. Well, what else is going on in beer?
Firestone Walker Invitational.
Sold motherfucking out.
I got in 10. It was so the tickets went on sale at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I got in at 10:50 and they were unavailable. 10 and 50 seconds.
Yeah.
10 a.m. and 50 seconds.
I had it up at 9:59 and the clock struck 10, and I hesitated before I hit the refresh.
Oh, no.
And I said, there boom, it is, refresh. Dude. And I was like, and the green button popped up, said, buy now. And I said, okay.
What?
And I said, okay, I'm not going to be greedy. I'll just get one, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I hit it.
You got the buy now button up.
I got the buy now button, and it took a second to think, and then it said, sorry, this is an unavailable.
Whoa! It was all... I was going to give it to you. You're like,
I thought I was in. I was like, that was easy.
No, you hesitated.
I don't know why I put
that's crazy because I would think once it pops up for you, like you're in.
Yeah.
And you just got it. You can just sit there and go, all right, I think I'll just hit it.
And then the rest of the morning, it said unavailable. Because
that's the way it is like on Ticketmaster or something.
Oh, so once you have the green button, you got a ticket.
Well, yeah, Ticketmaster, it's holding it for you
for
like 10 minutes. But that's not the way that works.
I got the boot. I was kicked out, and it said unavailable.
What's the thing? I think it's only like 1,500 tickets that they sell to the Invitational.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you probably had 15,000 people clicking that button at the same time. So it probably put you in a queue, and then maybe it did a lottery from there.
This is what I think this is from looking at all the other piecing it together from a bunch of people I saw that did get tickets was this is tip for you, the Perfect Pour listener, is if you want to get your Firestone Walker tickets, I think you had to have like maybe like 5 browser screens open up and you got at 10:59 and 59 seconds, you hit refresh on everything. One of those browser windows are going to pop in. And you just run with that browser window that pops in.
a simple tip, F5 will be refresh.
There you go. Ooh.
Not computer nerds.
F5 apparently. Refresh. So remember that next year.
Curvy arrow on the top of my screen.
If you're on the webpage, just F5 and it'll reload.
Damn it.
Boom.
And apparently you keep doing that. See, that was my mistake. I took unavailable as it was sold out. So I kind of gave up.
Right.
But then I was like, well,
you could have tried
let's just
again.
Keep refreshing a couple more times.
Yeah, me too. I did the same thing. I was like, oh, unavailable. I'm done.
And then once I saw the VIP tickets sold out first, and they actually rolled over to a sold out status, not just unavailable.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, shit. Unavailable just means they're all in
queue.
That's
funny because I would have thought the opposite. Because they had VIP tickets were like $235
apiece. Yeah, more than double.
And the single, just the regular tickets were $92 apiece. Mm-hmm. That's with fees and stuff. So, like, I would have thought usually it's the VIP, the big ticket stuff goes slower, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang, 230. Like, doesn't that just get you in?
Yeah, but you early? Get to the, you get to the focal banger first and you get to the.
You get to go rub elbows with Mr. Crooks and
with the Brewing
Brendelson
Network.
and Mr. Dresser and all those.
Mr. Mike Sardina.
Mike Sardina. Oh, Drug Dresser.
Drug Dresser?
Doug Dresser.
Doug Dresser?
He is like the California rep. He lives in Clovis.
Oh, okay.
Really nice dude.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of some.
He used to be, I think on Twitter, he was like Central Valley Firestone Walker or something like that. Yeah.
We've tweeted with him.
Yeah, I know. Super cool dude. But yeah, he'll be there and he'll be a fun dude to talk to. But I've heard stories. Mr. Michael Cruz from Tioga, he's been going. I don't know if he's going this year, but he usually ends up going there every year. You'll, you know, get the hotel room nearby and stuff like that. And he said, it's fun there. You get to try stuff. You know, people are bringing out the 500 milliliter, you know, like, no, sorry, 5 liter bottles of like Temptation from Russian River. And they're just like all full bore. And he said, that's fun. You get to go do all the extra bits. But he's just like, he's all the after parties. Well, that's where you got to watch yourself. Cause he's all, you go to any tap room. There's like 10 different groups doing bottle shares. Anybody that has a hotel room is doing a bottle shares. And your friends that rented a house are doing bottle shares. So he's just like, he's all.
Just show up in town.
Yeah, you could just show up after the Firestone Walker Invitational and you could trip on a party.
Right. Ooh, man. That's
totally
good,
on the list.
Well, that's because we were joking with Barrel House on Twitter. Like, we should just go to Barrel House and do it. Nick was like adjacent. Like Firestone Walker Invitational adjacent party, or Firestone Walker just outside Firestone Walker party.
We're live here from just outside.
We're looking in, and it looks pretty cool there.
We're leaning over the gate with a long straw, drinking somebody's
looks
beer.
Like
while they're
some
not
pretty
looking.
Cool people in there. I see a lot of beards.
And the past two times I've seen Bert go to Firestone Walker Invitational, there's been at least one photo of him, and he goes, I do not remember taking that photo. So that tells you how much fun it is. Is there's a possibility of a photo you will not remember?
That's what I've been told is consistently is the Firestone Walker Invitational is the best thing to go to ever.
Well, it's the thing. They keep it small, and you know they invite the who's who. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just what it is. They have no It's like Russian River. They don't care to do anything better in quotations than they did the year before. But, yeah, I mean, I know Tony Bags, he always offers some floor space in his house to, you know, go hang out with him. So I know what he'll be doing.
He got one. He got one ticket I saw.
Yeah.
Our Tony Bags.
But also in beer news, relating to the Firestone Walker Invitational.
Yes.
Also from Tony Bags. Silva Brew Works. He signed a lease.
Ooh.
And there's a place called The Poor House, not P-O-O-R, but P-O-U-R in Paso. There's The Poor House. And so Silva Brew Works will be right behind that.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's done.
Chuck Silva from Green Flash,
mm-hmm.
who moved to San Luis Obispo, I guess his hometown, right? What, isn't that?
I never caught why he went there. I
think it's like.
Yeah, he had some tie to the
area. It was some sort of family tie to the area and moved to San Luis Obispo. And he's starting his own brewery. Mm-hmm. And that's going to, we're going to be, that's going to be pretty awesome for us.
And then my last little bit of news, it's, you guys might want to cover your ears for this, but.
Oh, man. It's going to be corporate, isn't it?
It's also kind of.
It's going to be an is this industry news segment?
Somebody's getting bought out.
It's no, nobody's getting bought out, but this is kind of like a shout out, calling out, and general update. The general update is the Ballast Point in Temecula is officially open. I haven't heard from Bill, the fucking science guy, in a long time, so he needs to go to Temecula Ballast Point and let us know how it is.
Wow, Bill, like Bill, we're interacting with Bill a lot early on, and then I hope I didn't upset Bill. That's what I think about.
So, and I think there's another gentleman that we know that's down in that area. I can't remember off the top of my head, but somebody near Temecula, go check it out. Let us know if it's cool. I mean, it's far enough from San Diego that
is it local?
This is it's beginning of the wave. Even though this happened before they announced that they're being bought out per se. But I think this is the first brewery to open up a remote tap room far enough away that I want to know the experience. You know, if Lagunitas opens up in Portland, same thing. I want to know how that is from anybody that's been to the Bay Area and to Portland, you know, see how it holds up.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it.
No.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
We're too indie.
Yep.
Can't do it.
Nope.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it. Is there anything else before we get into some voicemails?
How interesting does it have to be? Pendragon's got a new IPA.
Oh.
I'm thinking this would be a cool beer for something to do on Sunday.
Please send all beer donations to Perfect Pour Podcast.
Lupulonic
at gmail.com. I'm sorry, I just stepped on it. What did you say?
The luponic plague.
Luponic plague.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. It's supposed to rival Lancelot. That's what I've heard on the street.
Oh my gosh.
Kids on the street are saying Lancelot Slayer.
Wow. I just got like a Little Rascals era, couple of kids. Hey, did you hear about that? Hey, it's a Lancelot Slayer. It's a Lancelot Slayer.
It's a Lancelot Slayer. Really? See?
It's a Lancelot Slayer? Yeah, it's a Lancelot Slayer. It slays it real good.
That's it.
Extra, extra.
These kids these days, they're drinking the craft beer. They're drinking the indie beer.
Is Ian Scott the one in Slayer? Or is that Iron Man?
That's Anthrax.
That's Anthrax. Never mind.
Dude, heavy get your metal
noise.
Right. Well, you just did a Sammy Hagar reference right there.
Oh.
Call it heavy metal. Sorry.
It's all right.
What else? What else? In culture, bro.
Bro
culture. Bro culture.
So.
That's a new podcast. Bro.
I had a thought and it. Seems shittier the longer I look at it, so I'm just going to say it before I get over it.
Yeah.
Stone is doing an encore series of beers. Mm-hmm. They're bringing back old standby favorites. Mm-hmm. And to me, this seems like a band that has retired and come back to play a former album in its entirety.
Did you say Disney? I heard Disney.
Disney?
Out of the vault.
Out of the vault, yeah, pretty much. So the latest one in this encore series is the 12th anniversary Bitter Chocolate Oatmeal Stout. Sensual chocolate flavors.
Did we talk about that last week? No.
Did we talk about it?
I don't know. Or maybe I just saw it. What is just called the 12th? Oh, no. Okay.
This, so they're bringing back one of their... first one they brought back was the 08.
It's the vertical. One they did for the 12th anniversary.
Yeah.
They're bringing it back now. Right.
You might have talked about it last week. I was rather drunk last week. Whew. Ooh. I kind of pre-partied before
listen to last week's episode.
Yeah, you know, you always think pre-partying before the podcast is no big deal. No. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Never works in your favor.
Well, I do that, and we do that in Dorktown sometimes, and they are some really bad episodes.
This sounds like a good idea. Do you realize you're talking loud? What?
Why is it so loud in there? That's you.
I am not talking loud. Shut up. God.
That's just the telephone you're talking to.
Well, you don't hear it?
What else? Did you guys even know a Citra lottery happened? Am I the only one that didn't know about
yeah,
this?
People started posting on the social medias.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations. Who wants to make a road trip?
Yeah. It happened.
That was like this past week?
Yeah, Monday, maybe Tuesday.
I did not see that.
I didn't either.
Because I saw some floating around for GABF, you know, post GABF. Oh, there was that, but.
Yeah. Oh, do you think they did some for SD Beer Week?
Oh, or for San Francisco Beer Week.
Sorry.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's probably what it was, huh? Because they have SF Beer Week has that double light. Well, it has the gala.
The festival.
The gala is mostly just all Bay Area, Bay Area bands, Bay Area breweries.
Our brains are fine.
It's a day on the green.
The double IPA festival.
Yeah, there's like during one of the nights, it's like a double IPA festival. So I'm got a feeling they probably did that. And if they did, they probably killed it because.
Yeah, that's Citra, the beer right now.
I mean, Kern River Citra, have fun trying to find a better one.
Goddamn, Adrian.
when that shit is fresh. Oh.
Oh. Oh, damn. I wondered about that because if you go to Pro Bruin Adrian on Instagram, I think I tagged you on there, Mikey.
Our friend Adrian?
Yes. 1 week ago, he posted a bag of hops and it said Citra, and he's all brewing up some nice Citra today. Double IPA, Kern River Brewing Co., California, Kernville, beer made, craft beer, hop bomb,
hashtag
brew life.
Beer.
What? What? Who said that?
Yeah, I did tag you in that.
Oh.
But yeah, anyways, 1 week ago, he posted
did
about
a Citra. Did you tag Dorktown?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's why.
I never checked
it. I'm on Perfect Pours more than Dorktown.
Well, that's the thing. I never know.
I check in the Dorktowns once a week.
I never know what to tag you guys in because it's like if I try to tag the brother, I don't know if to tag his or the Perfect Pour because he's on both. And then same thing with you.
Yeah,
I feel like on most social medias, I catch you better on Dorktown.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But you're going to catch me.
The Instagram's obviously.
It might not just not might not be
tangent.
Hey.
Sorry.
Tangent. Huh?
It's this devil's teeth
hey,
talking.
Mike, look to edit this out. I think
the coffee and the alcohol high are kind of hitting me at the same time because I'm kind of feeling a utopia.
Feeling
I'm kind of digging this.
Feeling it. I'm going to, I need a little bit more. All right.
My hand jitters are settling.
Is it voicemail time?
Down.
It's voicemail time. Unless all you want to talk about the top five brewers.
Oh, we're the rape beers top.
I just realized we stepped all over.
I just saw that rape beer did a top 10 breweries, and I saw Sante Darius was in there, and I was like, super cool. Well, and wasn't Society in there too, or were they not?
That's a different one than the one I
had. Okay. I saw a different one than you did.
Yeah.
What did you see?
Oh, they're calling out the next five breweries that have a chance to be like Russian River.
Yeah, that was a bad, a lot of people are saying, no, you don't be like Russian River, just like.
Yeah.
That article was dumb.
But for the first time, they actually listed credible breweries, you know?
Right. They did do cool breweries to use, but it was like a dumb premise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mikey. Mm-hmm.
So never mind that. We were talking about two completely different articles.
Yeah, I don't have mine pulled up. That's fine. They have Track 7 in there.
Uh-huh. Fieldwork.
Fieldwork, man. Fieldwork.
That seems to be the hit right
now. Yeah, Fieldwork. And Fieldwork's going to keep, I think, I know Beer of the Peoples had them. And Shafiq was saying when they opened, I mean, Shafiq's a big Fieldwork nerd. So when they open up... House of Kebab or We're never.
That better happen. We haven't heard anything about it in a while.
Yeah. I think we're going to see some hummus. I think probably Spokeasy has had field work on. I want to feel like they've had field work on tap too.
Yeah.
And then something to throw in there as well, the West Coaster, sandiego.com. Yeah, yeah. Did a nice little Q&A with Mr. Mike Sardina.
Oh, yeah.
He's also known as the president of
the San Diego Brewers Guild. Yeah.
Pre-cheers
to Mr. Mike Sardina.
Not just the... Go read that article. I need to read it too, but go read the article.
We'll put a link in our show notes.
Yeah, but I mean, cheers to him, and, you know, that's where some... That guy's going places, is what I'm trying to say.
Yep. That kid.
He's not just the underlord.
We've got some whales in our aging fridge, courtesy of Mr. Sardina. So, all right. Voicemails 559-492-0542. That is a line you can call and leave us a voicemail talking about anything you want related to this show. You can talk about some cool shit you saw, like on the streets, on the craft beer, indie beer streets. You're like, oh man, Purport's got to know about this. Call us about it. We like to hear it. Oh, the general public likes to hear the voicemails.
I'm getting a little worried. I saw on the social medias Scotty B was calling out Kelly Chandler. So,
oh really?
Yeah, he's like, Kelly Chandler, you might have a voicemail. I haven't left it yet, but you might have a voicemail by the next show.
Like, oh,
just
boy.
You watch.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. Let's see.
There's
a text and it's throwing me off. And I now I have to check and make sure it's that one. Because I try not to listen to them in between because I like to have like a fresh.
Is there a real
reaction to them? And
is it the text about you taking your diarrhea medicine?
No, it's not that text, bro. Come on, man. Come on, bro. So here we go. 559-492-0542. There's just a lot of them. That's just throwing me off.
Oh, I just wanted to talk, and you guys do a great job. I just want to let you guys know that you guys do a fantastic job talking about letting everybody know what's you guys consider to be good pours.
Word.
One thing that I'd like for you guys to, a topic that you guys should cover is chili beers. I recently got into chili beers about a year ago, and there's a lot that are out there, some more spicy and some more mild. But I think that you guys could do a really fantastic podcast as far as covering chili beers. It would definitely cover a whole podcast. And just want to let you know, big fan of the show. But I think you guys can go a little bit further. All right.
Thanks, bro.
Ooh, challenge.
We didn't
accepted.
Get in. I don't think he says. So.
Thanks, mystery caller. It sounded
Thanks,
like my
mystery,
friend,
mystery man,
Dustin, but it's probably not him.
That makes me. You know, it's going to be summer, so I'm chili. It's chili bear season.
Yeah, are you down for some chili beers?
The Joaquin Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, I mean, is there like a fresh batch going right now? Like, I haven't seen, like, there isn't like a, I don't feel like it gets like this, like, seasonal push of like Marietta season. It's just kind of just always
shows up
in the background.
It does seem like certain displays of beer include Marietta in the warmer months. It does seem like that. But I mean, it's, sugar pine, well, not so much sugar pine anymore, but double dry hop, sugar pine, and Marietta are kind of one of the beers where they're brewed once or twice a month. And if they, you know, if the stock gets a little bit thin in between, that's just kind of how it runs. But chances are what's out there is fresh because it's small batch and, you know, done once. Whereas Sherman will have 20 batches a month, you know, something like that.
The what we, you know, we should have, you know, just like a featured chili beer episode, but I don't see him a whole lot. I mean, a Joaquin Marietta. I love Joaquin Marietta, but
I wonder where he was calling from.
Habanero Sculpin's undrinkable. The Chipotle, is it? Do they have like a Chipotle stone smoked porter or something like that?
They do. The smoked porter with Chipotle peppers.
Yeah, that one I do really do like as far as it.
Coco Mole has a little bit of heat to it. Mm-hmm. Lips of Faith.
Well, there. We're piecing it together.
There is a ghost face killer out there somewhere.
Pendragon. Dragon Juice. That's the jalapeno saison.
I don't think I've had that.
It's good. It's more pepper flavor than heat.
I'll have to consult you or YouTube. Untapped later.
YouTube. Tell me what I've drank.
Maybe I YouTubed it. Just talking to my phone. Tick, tick. YouTube. Have I had the fucking chili beer and the fucking Pendragon?
Right.
Why aren't you answering me?
Hey. Siri.
But those are what I could think off of my... what about the evil twin over there, the Joey Pepper? Is that just a...
I don't think that. I don't remember that. Being
I don't know. Hot. I looked up and I saw that.
Yeah. It is right in your eye. You're right in your eye gouge. Yeah, that's a future. Could be a future show.
All right,
Siri. What that. Beers have I drank?
Oh wait, this is.
Hey, I got an idea for you guys. All right, so.
Whoa.
Kind of out of the norm from the beer staple, but here you go. All right, the hard root beers are hitting pretty strong.
Yeah, there it goes. Somebody's hitting pretty strong right now.
Give the hard root beers a decent a review, or hard sodas, but stick to the hard root beers. I think that's a better go. Anyway, just some food for thought. There you go.
Some poop for thought?
Poop
for thought.
our mystery caller is now giving us a chili beer episode and now an hard root beer episode.
Spreckler's root beer, good. alcoholic root beer, not so good. Mission's hard root beer, very chalky. Riley's root beer, not bad. The alcoholic root beer, you don't know it's alcoholic. And Not Riley's Your Father's, I can't remember if I've had Not Your Father's or it just wasn't that great.
I had one. It was fine. There, I don't think, I have not had one better than the Riley's hard root beer. So I just don't, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, I don't know.
There's too much sweetness for one episode to have a lot of them.
The one thing is I don't drink soda anymore. So to me, it'd be weird to go back to an alcoholic soda now.
Well,
I'm one of those
guys. Need to start thinking about it. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Perfect Pour Podcast. Hey, thanks for the
mystery caller's back.
Social media this week. I am a beer snob and I posted my hashtag Fridge Friday. Anyways, I'm thinking.
With now
the
I know.
Super Bowl coming up, if you're providing beer for a Super Bowl party, what would be the best canned indie craft beer alternative to supply for your party, assuming you don't want stuff broken with bottles and blah, 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 and people are going to be drinking out of cans? Looking forward to the podcast on Friday, Wednesday, Friday. Thanks. See ya.
All right. That's a good question. I think basically what would be a good canned beer is at a Super Bowl-esque party. And I think, I just saw a 12-pack of Sierra cans at Whole Foods the other day. And I was like, for some reason, out of the can, I don't know that I've had a Sierra out of the can yet. And I think a variety pack, one of those...
Going for the variety pack.
I don't think you're not going to lose with the Sierra 12 pack.
Yeah.
But the variety pack from New Belgium. The Folly pack would be a solid one to bring because there's going to be at least a fat tire in there. And everybody, even non-craft beer drinkers know fat tire and will drink a fat tire. that's kind of that one of those versatile beers that you kind of everybody can sort of agree on. They're like, yeah, at least I'll have a fat top. You know, that's something. Even if it's even if it's not your jam, what else would be like one that you're still drinking it? You're still craft 12 pack, but it's still going to employ that masses will still drink it.
Most people that I know that have Super Bowl parties that I would go to, they wouldn't necessarily be drinking craft beer, but those are still awkward situations. That's weird when you go to somebody's house and they're like, just don't bring anything. It's cool. But you know, like, their fridge is full of Bud Light.
Right.
So you bring yourself like
I have to bring something.
You bring yourself a sixer and they go, oh, what's that? And you're just like, no, you said bring something for myself. Yeah. Quit eyeing it, man. No. I need at least four of these. You know,
and, that happened to me at a Halloween party. And like, and this one dude was just like, oh, I really like this. And he kept going. I'm like, oh, like, that was fucking my beer.
Stop drinking my beer, asshole.
I'm not going to do that. We're ambassadors to craft beer. So we're like, so it was, you know, and at the end of the day, it's cool that he's drinking it, but I'm like, just like, that was my fucking beer, goddammit. Now I got to drink this fucking shit that you brought.
I remember that back in the early days when the brother and myself, I think it wouldn't necessarily be like a party at the Clifton Ranch or something like that, but it's just like we'd go like out of our way to bring like a 12 pack of like something cool or some shareable beers. And there'd be that random guy that shows up with like the 15 of the 18 pack of a light beer. And he sets that down.
He's already
like,
gotten started.
He's just like, I brought this. And he's like, oh, cool. Who brought this other beer? And it's just like, no, you don't bring something shitty and start picking off our beer.
Yeah, you don't just abandon your shitty beer. You got to at least go back to your beer a little bit, bro.
Yeah.
You got to be like Joey. And friends who would buy, you know, you got to buy the buffer thing so the girl doesn't start picking off your plate. Yeah.
Joey doesn't share food.
So you got to buy a buffer beer, buffer toback.
Yeah. There's so many people like my buddy Irv. He's like a mix between he'll drink, you know, normal beer and the craftier stuff. But there's times where he's just like, somebody cleaned out their fridge or I just finished a party and he's just like, there's all these Coronas and Tecates and stuff. And he's just like, who wants to help me with this? I'm not going to drink them all, but, but that happens. I remember we at the brother's house, you had a party and you ended up with like a 6 pack or 12 pack of something that sat in the corner of your kitchen forever. I don't know if it was Coors. I don't think it was Coors.
No, Coors would have got drank. So it must've been worse than that.
it wasn't Rolling Rock. It wasn't.
No.
But I just remember, but you were just kind of like every party you had, you kind of brought that dusty pack, put it on the shelf.
Anybody want this? Drank
it and you put it back.
I was profiling. I was seeing who would drink it. And then that's who actually brought it. And they would never be invited back.
That was one of those parties. I wish I could remember what it was.
I'm just trying to think how cool would it be to have like a 12 pack of resin at your Super Bowl party.
Oh.
Like, what would that be like?
They actually came out, slight beer news, Six Point came out with beer glass. Nice. That look, it's just as thin as the can and the proper size, but it's high res glassware.
Oh yeah. Ooh, I think I saw
very
that.
Nice.
Oh, damn it. Glassware to look out for.
Right.
We're still in voicemails. We're still here. Oh, we're going to be here for a little while, guys. Everyone settle in. Don't if you're thinking like, oh, maybe I'll wait to go to the bathroom. Maybe it's not almost over. Go to the bathroom right now.
Just take us to the bathroom with you.
Hey, the perfect four. Oh? How's it going? This is to your beer, eh? What are they? Just a few beers that I had this week. I said nothing but McLeod Ales.
McLeod Ales.
That nice California.
That
now
nice.
That's a local beer. and back to the show from last week, I said, local beers. I look at it like this, man. If I buy a beer at my local beer place, then that beer, whatever they pay their taxes, I said, if it goes to where I live home, that's considered to me a local brewery.
That's an interesting take.
For instance, McLeod's Homes. They're in Van Nuys, they say, and I'm like two cities away home, but we're still LA County home. So to me, it's still considered a local beer.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
That doesn't make sense anymore because Golden Road is like 10 miles away, but they're not in LA County, but they're Burbank, but same shit. I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Don't go to Golden Road, bro.
In less than 10 minutes, it's a local brewery, I said. If I can smell you brewing something, then I consider you a neighbor brewery.
So if, I don't know. If Chew Your Beer
he broke it down.
You just say, if the taxes go to your city, it's a local brewery, I say.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, he's still here.
If,
I gotta stop drinking.
Hey, stop talking about Chew Your Beer.
Watch till later.
So if Chew Your Beer can smell your beer, it's all right, S.A.
Yeah.
Is what he right. said.
You're local.
I was just wondering neighbors. About, because there was one time he was drinking and he was talking a mile a minute and he it almost seemed like he broke not character.
But, oh, no. He
but this was like Scotty B drinking. He's like, hey, guys, I'm chill right now. He was very chill. Chew Your Beer was very chill in that email.
Yeah. He had no beef in that.
Like one. That. No, he wanted to make sure local. That McLeod he was talking about. I saw pictures of him of that and they look like cool. I like their bottles a lot. I like their bottle. I want to get that. Stop in Van Nuys next time. Ooh. You know when you're going through LA next time. Here's a really quick one.
Hey guys.
I think that's sound like Paul just cut off. If that was a long one, Paul, then it just cut off. It wasn't our fault.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Scotty
B.
I got the song I came up with for Kelly. She wanted us to come up with the perfect boy song. Remember?
No.
The boy messing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Here it goes.
Here we go.
Perfect whore, I'll be your beer whore. I'll let you stick your bottle up in my back door. Ow!
How's
that, huh? Pretty classy,
don't you think? Yeah.
Very classy.
Really classy.
Perfect whore, beer whore, back door, yeah, you yeah. rhyme.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank
that's the message we want out.
Thank you.
You have a great one. I'm driving.
Yeah, it's gotta be. That's our message we want out to the beer community is that we like the back door and what was it?
Perfect pour back door.
Perfect pour back door. And you know, we like whores and that's definitely our message.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Keep it classy. Stay classy, San Diego.
Hey guys, Tony Bax here. Just want to throw out the idea of maybe doing starting a first annual Perfect Four bottle share with Scotty B, Paul from Fairfax, Kelly, Chew Your Beer, Vinland Farms.
Wow.
All the other usual suspects. It would be just a cool day to hang out and meet everyone. Matt, I do have one of those Fernet Porters from Odell that you were just talking about. I can bring one of those. Another thing that I wanted to bring up was that last caller talking about the local, how far away is local. Who cares? The whole term is like the craft beer term. It needs to go. It's outdated. I would rather drink a good beer 100 miles away than a shitty beer 2 miles away. Not mentioning any names that might be made in downtown Clovis. guys, sorry you guys didn't get any Firestone Walker tickets. But the next best thing, and probably might even be better, Festival of Funk put on by Modern Times.
Oh.
Get tickets to that. There's tickets still available, and that's going to be a good time.
Fuck yeah.
And one last thing. I'm sure you guys will already be talking about this before we get to the voicemails, but Silva Brewing, downtown Paso.
We did.
Yep.
Should be ready to go by the summer. Very, very excited. Again, thanks for everything, guys, and have a good week.
Tony Bag.
Cheers.
Mr. Central Coast.
I missed the beginning of that, but it's always nice to hear from you.
He did reference you, Matt.
Oh, he did? What did he say?
Matt was trying to find us some beers.
Did
so.
He say, I'm amazing?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That was the second thing he said.
that's what that. You hear about the thing? Hear about the thing?
How come
Tony Max said you're amazing?
How come your voice keeps going higher every time you say it?
SNL reference. Oh, yeah, you're amazing. Yeah. That would be. I would like us to do an event where everybody got together and stuff. Wow. I just, you know.
Okay, so let's dream. Where would you do it? Where would you go?
Dream or no,
dream. Realistic. Let's fucking make this unrealistic as possible.
Dream. Well, it's society.
Oh.
Be pretty awesome.
Nice.
To do a perfect pour event at Society Brewing.
You kidding? They would open up early for us.
What? Mike Sardinia is not cool.
By early, he means 2 hours
after
the
open. I've hung out with that guy. He wouldn't do cool things. Mike Sardinia is the coolest fucking guy ever.
He's pretty cool.
He'd be like, I'd open early, but you guys are interrupting my lunch at Alpine, so no.
I'll be right there. I promise. One more. That's it.
That's what happened to me. I was like, I'm in San Diego. My perfect window would be at, I'll be there at 12. Well, I'm having lunch at Alpine, so that's not going to work for me. Understood. That is the only thing you could have said to me that I would have been like, yes, that works.
Do not interrupt Alpine time.
Guys, can you hear me?
What?
Travis!
What the fuck?
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Pizza Pit.
Pizza Pit?
Pizza Pit. That cedar between Ashland and Gettysburg.
Yeah?
They got like a rocking tap board there thing.
What?
They got an evil twin from Heretic. We got a few things from Tyler Sequoia. We got a bunch of Sierra Nevada. We got some really good beers.
Sierra Nevada?
And they got the great food, too.
Yeah.
They didn't like pay me to leave this voicemail.
Sounds like it. Right, they gave you a free pizza, didn't they, Scotty?
You know what? I ordered, I'm like, hey, can I get a couple of B Rocks to go or beer rocks? Or I never even had one. It sounds delicious. You're like, oh, we're out of those.
Oh,
go to Beer Rock Shop, bro.
I want some B Rocks or whatever the fuck they're called. I didn't have any. I never had one. Anyway,
I'm just thinking of him going to a beer rock shop and saying that.
I got my pizza bit. I had a couple beers. I had an evil twin from Heretic, probably the best red IPA out there. And I had a General Sherman because I'm loyal and faithful to Tioga Sequoia. And I was in the mood for hops. Yeah, need some hops. For a long day of work, I need some hops. And then I got pizza and some jalapeno poppers. I know it's on that commercial for Pizza Pit. But anyway, I just want to say,
hey, Pizza Pit, give a shit.
So yeah, Pizza Pit.
No. Stop it.
Pizza Pit. Give a shit.
But anyway, don't forget to give up great work. I'm driving.
It's gotta be. I just made me think of like he's. Like the second half of his work day, he's going around at work going, need some hops!
Need some hops!
Need some hops! He's just walking around the halls. I need some hops!
You guys got any hops?
I was like, wow, right, there's Scotty. And then him going into our Beer Rock Shop, there's a place called the Beer Rock Shop here. And it's, you know, it's old people heavy.
Yes.
And I just imagined Scotty B going in there going, give me a beer rock. Never had a fucking beer rock. What's a fucking beer rock?
I need a beer rock.
You got any beer? I need a beer to go with my beer rock. I got the rock. Where's the beer?
Scotty B. The Pizza Pit that was on Blackstone. What was that?
Okay,
was that before?
Oh, on Blackstone?
was that like Blackstone and Shaw?
Clinton, just north of Clinton. Oh, it almost looked like an
Princeton.
Old... Princeton. It almost looked like an old round table.
Could be.
But the current one's in an old Me and Ed's, which Me and Ed's abandoned because they moved on the other side of Ashland.
Oh,
it's a cool.
So it's not the old Pizza and Pipes place then?
No. It's on Ashland and Cedar. It's the old Me and Ed's tucked back in there. I think there's Save Mart right there. I think that's Save Mart right there. And
Cedar?
There's an Arby's.
Yeah, okay, there's an Arby's.
So, yeah, it's just around...
Oh, it's a Food for Less.
Food for Less, okay. But, yeah, they're...
Food for Less.
Somehow they... I mean, it seems like they just took the signs off and left the ovens, and then they shoved 16 taps in there. And
that's one of the Copper Bar, me and Ed's.
We're almost done with voicemails, but we need to open up a beer. Mike, shut the fuck up. Save that for Pulling with Famous, guy.
Which one are we going for?
Whatever.
The Stone.
Oh, you should totally open that Boulevard beer for Mikey.
Did you pull that out to be funny, or did you just not pay attention?
No. I was on the shelf. What's that about? I don't know what that's
Reggie
about.
Reggie559 gave that to us a while ago.
Okay.
Before all this shit came down.
Okay.
And so there's been a Boulevard calling IPA.
Fuck it. We're opening it.
Forever. Duval's Boulevard Brewing. I love gold.
Oh.
He instantly regrets that decision.
No, I don't regret it. It's what I thought it would be. It's going to be malt bomb.
Ass. Feet.
Smells we're having
feet. One of the original sellouts, according to Mikey.
But do you know what, though? I actually, the way they sold out was cool. Like, if you're going to sell out, this is the way to do it, where you don't have anywhere to pack. You want to retire, but
yeah.
You don't have anywhere to give your brewery to. So, but you want your employees to keep working, so you... Sell it to somebody that'll make them keep working. So that's the best way to sell out.
It's actually not bad.
No. And
no, I mean the beer.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, you get to be everywhere. I remember when Boulevard came to town, it was cool. I have Kansas roots. I lived in Kansas for a brief time. My mom's side is all from Concordia, Kansas. And so I had, when I saw Boulevard come to town, I was like, oh, super cool. Like, something from my
completely different roots from what we're
region
used to.
And I that the double wide.
Yeah.
It was I really enjoyed the double wide and then
yeah. Just,
Dark you know, Truth. Not Dark a bad Truth. Beer.
Sixth there's a sixth
lot
glass.
There's actually a lot that
Love Child.
Elite Liquor is a big like they have a lot of Boulevard stuff.
Yeah.
Like more than any place else in town. But it's just, you know, I'm too much of a beer geek. I just can't. Or a hipster. I can't.
Nerds.
I don't, you know, get into Boulevard anymore. But here we go. I'm drinking a Calling IPA.
Boulevard gets into you, though.
Yeah. You don't get into Boulevard. Boulevard gets into you.
Gets into you.
There, you can take that, guys.
I think it's drinkable.
Burp. Are we making chugging noises?
Calling IPA... Let me see. Did they date their bottles?
Did we have more voicemails?
We have one more, but I'm trying to see.
Oh, it's okay. If you take time on the podcast.
No. Well, I'm still. What?
I'm in charge,
well,
motherfucker.
Mean, come on. I mean, what? I'm the older statesman here. I'm the old guy.
Old. I'm totally 32. How old do I look?
Hey, Perfect Four, this is Justin. I've been on the show a couple times with Jake from State Farm.
Oh, that Justin.
And, that Justin.
Last show, and I just wanted to weigh in on the debate about whether or not...
What's local?
Market saturation affects what you consider local beer.
Okay, yeah.
And I kind of agree with your caller that it does, and here's why. To me, like the drink local thing is all about supporting your local brands, the people around you, your community, that kind of stuff. And so in Fresno, when we've got just a few really exceptional breweries around, I just stop by,
exceptional.
Say, Tioga Sequoia, I stop at a beer garden, have a few, like, one day, another day I can go have some Pendragon, have some, and maybe buy a couple bottles of Lengthwise off the shelf, and I can reasonably support what I feel like are all the exceptional breweries around here, not to name all of them, but, and have plenty of drinking time to spare. Whereas if I'm in somewhere like San Diego or Portland where there's just 80, 100 plus breweries around, there's no way you can support all the local exceptional breweries. So why am I going to send somebody off to drive an hour when these breweries that I love that are local are just sitting on the shelf or sitting in the tap? So that's my 2 cents. I think the more saturated the market is, the closer you have to be to consider local. So, all right. Well, you guys keep up the great shows.
Thanks, Justin.
Cheers, Justin.
I'm down with that. Like, it just basically, the less saturated you are, the more stretching out you do.
In planning terms, it's called your sphere of influence.
Ooh. Architecture talk.
Yeah. Nerds.
Nerd. Excuse me.
No, that's,
it's true. I like it. Yeah. We have very few breweries here in Fresno, so we accept them all, plus those that are hour and a half away.
Yep.
But in San Diego, I think Chew Your Beer hit it on the head. If I could smell you brewing, you're a neighbor brewer. You know, that's your local beer is the ones you could smell brewing from your back door.
And then we just got it. You can get text messages through our voice, our Google voicemail line, and it's just hearts. It's from a number.
Toddalod.
290. The last digits are 2903. I don't want to give the whole number.
I'm saying Toddalod.
They're just hearts. Toddalod. Emoji hearts.
Come on.
Yeah, it's got to be Toddalod, huh?
It's got to be Toddalod.
Oh, Toddalod. I guess we can text back.
We could.
Poop emojis.
ASL, what are you wearing?
Please do poop emojis, hamburger emojis.
Oh, my. I'm using an old.
I thought it was chocolate ice cream this whole time.
I'm using an old phone for this, and it does not have an emoji option.
Wow.
You actually have to download the separate app.
It's olden days. Where you didn't have emoji options.
Back in my day, you used text to...
Back in my day? No, you had a teenager line, and it was a hard line in your house.
Yeah.
There was a funny moment. Me and the brother's nephew is 11 years old, and he has a little iPod, an iPod Touch, and they do, you know, like Wi-Fi calling and stuff like that.
Wi-Fi.
Well, one of his friends, or I think one of our sister's friends, has a real young child, and the child got a hold of the phone and started calling.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess this said child called my nephew on FaceTime, and it was just like, you know, just babbling random things. And he's just like, what's this? This is crazy. And I was just like, I'm all, don't think you didn't do that, kid. And I'm all, then also, here's another, you know, mind trip. We didn't have cell phones when we were kids. Yeah. We had to embarrass ourselves in other ways.
I used to crank call people all the time.
Right?
The Afro King?
I didn't do that one. What's that? But what's that one?
He was in the phone book, the Afro King.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
That's true. I remember, that was definitely true. You never just picked a number. That was the days where you pulled out the phone book to crank call. Yeah. You didn't say, you didn't
look through the phone book.
Yeah.
No, I would do random too. I would just dial,
mash the keypad.
Prefix. And... No, like, you know, you got to still use the right prefix, like 431, 439, something, 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 and see what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd like to speak to Richard Short, please.
nobody here lives. Nobody here.
Oh, there's no Dick Short here.
No, there's no Dick Short here.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, damn kids!
You damn kids!
Click. That was the voicemails 559-492-0542, and we're an hour and a half in.
Good. So you're saying it's still a short podcast.
Yeah. We've hit a new low.
Right now, if we ended right now, we're short. So it's time to been caught drinking. What have we been doing in the past week of drinking? Everyone, pull out your Untappd app. We're going to talk about a different app a little bit later, but Untappd is
our
go-to. And where we register all our drinking. And I am Dorktown on Untappd. If you'd like to be my friend, don't troll me, bro. That's where I'm real. I get real on Untappd, so don't troll me, man.
Yeah, he thought he was real on Twitter.
Yeah, I thought I'm real on Twitter. Shit gets real on Untappd. I had a bad week. I had 3 days of being, there's some weird ass stomach thing I had with the whole house. Our whole house got it in different stages. And I had 3 days of not, during the whole Twitter rage, I was sick and not drinking. So I had a rough week. I was just had that Citradelic six pack. And then an old, you know, that beer camp six pack I still had. That's basically all I did. I did the one, I had one thing. The one cool thing I did have was Dale's Pale, that big ass can. That $3 can.
The 19 ounce or whatever it is.
19 ouncer. That was the one cool thing I did. Was
they have call that the Stovetop series, I think, or something like that.
Ooh, nice. I just saw that and I was like, I just have to have that. It's just $3. Why would I not?
I like that because it's the normal width of a can, but you put it in a koozie and like a good 2/3 of it just hanging out of that beer koozie.
Like, wow, I'm pretty awesome right now.
But that means you bypassed the Pabst Tall Boy that was sitting right next to it.
I think it's taller than the Pabst Tall Boy.
Is it taller than the Pabst?
Because I think
pretty intimidating.
Because Pabst does, I think they do 16 ounce. And then I think they go to 24, so it's wider, not necessarily as tall. But this 19 ounce is the same width as a 12er, but it goes up high.
So you'd like to order a Pabst?
What? No. I want a Dale's
Pale.
What
can
I get you?
I want a
Dale's Pale.
What do you want a Pabst?
Dale's Pale.
We got Pabst.
No.
Wait, tall or short?
Tall.
Short?
God damn it.
Oh, we got it on draft. You want a draft?
I want a kid.
Okay, but we only take cash. We don't take cards.
I have cash. I want a can.
No, we only take cash.
God damn it. I love that segment every time.
That was just for Matt.
Don't work it in there.
That's when you try to order a beer at Audie's Olympic, a local music club.
Speaking of large cans. Nobody?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Mission Brewing has decided to make a 32 ounce koozie specifically to fit.
Why has somebody not thought of that? There's
big ass cans. Yep. Keep the cans warm, fellas. Old oil can things
they put them.
I've stretched a koozie over one of their cans before.
What? It works?
It's not pretty and it doesn't go back.
Yeah. You're like, this is the last time I can do this.
No, it literally covers an eighth of the can.
Your problem is solved.
Yes.
You can put a couple fingers and grip it.
That's what she said.
So did they cut the arms off of wetsuits?
That's what he said.
Recycled wetsuits is what they're using.
Yeah. Recycled wetsuits.
There's a surfer population in Southern California.
There's a large surfer
population. And there's a lot of wetsuits that are turned into the shelters and left for dead. And so they've found a new home for these leftover
no-kill
shelters.
So is that also called a BFC, a big fucking koozie?
Big fucking koozie. It should be. If it's not, you better copyright that right now.
There's already big fucking can. Now we need a big fucking koozie.
Big fucking koozie.
Was there something you had, Nick, this week?
I just had
the Nick 80?
A big-ass bottle of
on Untappd.
The Rapist.
Trebek.
Oh, was local it tasting beer. Fresh?
Local beer to us.
It was 2.5 weeks old.
Oh. Dust
is that
bowl.
Fresh? Is that oh, still
that's
fresh?
Nice. I have not. Yeah, I see. I keep. It's the weirdest thing. Every time I see a Dust Bowl, it's an older bottle. I'm like, what the fuck? I want a new bottle because I love Dust Bowl when it's fresh.
Ever since you said that, I've been checking the dates, and we were at the Whole Foods shopping for beer, and I was like, Therapist, what the hell? This can't be new. And I looked at the date, and it was, a couple weeks old. See, therapist.
That's funny because I saw that this week, and I was like, and I had the opposite. I was like, yeah, that's probably old.
Yeah.
He had his hands full of different cheeses and stuff, and he's just like, I'm not going to chance it. I'm not dropping anything.
I drop a cheese.
I can't go for that, bro.
Yeah. Damn, it was good beer.
I can't go for that.
No.
No can do, Daddy.
I had a moment the other day. I was at Whole Foods, and we were looking because we just finished at Jack's, and me and my buddy we walked into Whole Foods just to peruse the aisle. And I went over and around to the end cap, and like they had a bunch of shit blocking it, so I had to kind of like zigzag over. And I was looking at Scott's wall of beer, and now his face is on there. Yeah. And it was funny because I looked to my right and he was standing there talking to somebody. And I wanted to be like, I don't like you.
With the same deadpan look.
No, it was. He was talking, but his face wasn't moving.
I'll have
it was
one at fuss.
Yeah. Oh, Scott.
I do He's not like make emotions.
Guy, huh? Yeah.
Okay, I saw him last time. I was thinking, I wonder.
He looks like he'd be like the ex-military PE coach. That's what he looks like. I thought
that yeah, would no, go no, well. No, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So I was just like, I don't like you, but I'm not going to admit this. And I'm going to go back over there.
Scott's our best listener, you know that.
Major contributor on Patreon.
He's our number one patron. The number one top best golden god.
He reached level golden god.
What else, Nick?
Also at Whole Foods, they had a broken open sixer of Pivo Pils cans. And seeing as Mike Sardino loves it so much, I thought I'd give it another shot.
So many brewers, like, they go to that. Like,
it's this weird next level thing.
Like, dude, I have to get, I'm going to have to get a six pack because I haven't had that beer for like a year. I'm like, apparently, I'm not getting it.
There's some weird next level thing that we're not keen to yet.
Yep.
That they're picking up on.
I mean, for a Pilsner, yeah.
It was good.
Great.
I'm glad I did it before the Rapist, because that would not have worked very well.
I guess that's what I often think about that. I'm like, what the fuck is going on there?
Yeah.
And I think it's just like, they get that for the style of a Pilsner that is just like blows other Pilsners out of the water.
Yeah.
So that's why they praise it so high. It's not a up against every beer in the world.
Oh, thing. No.
It's a...
Yeah, flavor-wise, it doesn't stand up to any IPA.
They kick the shit out of every beer in that category, so that's why it's so high, I guess.
Ooh, should we?
The stone.
But there's something that you learn working at a brewery that is in this beer.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
What, I work at a brewery. What?
Yeah.
Pivo Pils.
Oh, your industry? Oh, okay.
Do any brewers then, at Tioga, your opinion are they counts, Pivo then. Pilsers?
No, but I mean, Tioga made a German-style Pilsner.
But I mean, is there like a weird random style that they geek out about?
Each brewer has their own. John, he's really into the IPLs, or at least that's the beer he wants to be featured by him.
Yeah.
One of our packaging guys, he just did a red rye. That's what he's favoring. Our brewer Drew, he's all about blender wise and more traditional styles like such.
See? So they're all kind of underlying.
And our guy Kevin, even though he can do whatever, he likes IPAs and all that. He said if he could brew a Bock and it was cool, he would do that, but it's not cool. And he's all, I would brew a Bock and he's all, I would drink it all day, every day. And he's just like, but it's not cool. And I understand that, but
nerd.
So every next brewer has their thing.
I'm just not next level.
Yeah.
I'm not industry.
Should I open this? Should I? Yeah.
Yeah. It is before 2:14. So
I thought about next week because it would be. Yeah. Mikey's expression was exactly what I thought. Man, why not just open it?
Meh.
I got it for the show. Thanks to the listeners on Patreon, I guess. They'll probably end up paying for this.
Oops, I used my big glass. So we have the Stone. Enjoy by #NoFilter Fresh.
MILF Filter?
Milk filter, yes. Unfiltered IPA is Stone and Joy by 21416. Which, you know what, there's a beer that we'll have to find for next week before. We need to get a My Bloody Valentine back in here.
Yeah. That's a looking out for.
Alesmith, that's a good beer.
We haven't even got to looking out for yet, dude.
Rated one of the top breweries of all time.
Been caught drinking. I should go over mine, right?
Yep.
I only had two beers this past week. It's been a very dry week for the podcast. Apparently, yep. We've been mostly sane.
We've been too busy arguing on Facebook or on Twitter.
Zach Avila from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company, he came in my office and he's all, "Have you had this beer?" And usually when he says that, I haven't. So he set down a park from field work.
Oh, fuck.
So it's a refresh. It's refreshing, but I call it refresh and hoppy wheat beer. So refreshing hoppy wheat beer. And that's the second time that it snuck up on me. At Goldstein's, they had Terrace, which is supposedly also a hoppy wheat beer. And the way they hop their wheat beers, you don't know it. It's not like you're sipping on coriander and lemon peel. No, it's just fucking hops and unfiltered, and it's good. And the other beer I had last night, was it? Oh, shit, yeah. I was hanging out with my good buddy Esteban, or Steven, as some people know him. And we were cruising, and he's just like, "Where's somewhere by our house that we can go that has bottles or beer or draft?" And I was like, "I've never been to Zen Walk. Let's go there." So I went to Zen Walk North.
Oh, finally, somebody went there.
And lo and behold, I caught the night where our buddy Saul, which everybody knows him from Das Beer House and Taste Kitchen and a couple other places, okay. He was behind the bar.
Oh, okay.
So I walked in and I was just kind of like, "Dude, I haven't walked up to a bar with you behind it in a while." And I was like, "This reminds me of the DOS days, you know?" And same thing. He was taken by, he double-taked when I walked in the door. He was just like, "Who the fuck just walked in here?" But walked in there and he's just like, "Yeah, he's all, here's our bottles." And everything was separated in true style. It was something I've seen him do before. The bottle fridges are separated by beer style. So you have your IPA shelf, you have your porter shelf, you have your brown shelf, your ambers, your sours. And so you can kind of just pick a category and go. And so we sat down and we had a Barney Flats oatmeal stout. That bottle stuck out to us. We took a couple of bombers home. They had some 50% off on bombers. So fucking why not? Nice. We could take beer to go.
Right. Oh, they will. They have.
Yes. Permit. Yeah. You could drink there, buy bottles to go. And
that's good to know.
And I didn't take home a bomber, but I did take home a single can of Slow Roll. Nice. I saw it sitting on the shelf. I was like, "Well, fuck, I need one of those."
You can get just singles like that.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So
good to know.
Yeah.
Now what in comparison to going to a liquor store or bottle shop, like what as far as like getting a bottle to go, like how bad are we talking like a big markup or are we talking like similar?
I'd say you have to be careful with the beers.
Yeah.
I noticed a couple of the prices, they were maybe a little bit higher, but I mean, it's across the board. If you've bought beer to go from Das Beer House or bought from Spokeasy, you're kind of used to, you know, prices of if you drink it there, take it home. Right. You're used to that. It's not your corner store beer.
Yeah.
But
you got to pay a little something.
But
something.
Like I said, we walked in there and he's all, "We have $2 Tuesdays. We have $3 Wednesdays." And he's all, "And we usually have bombers 50% off." So if you walk in there with a deal, you're thieving.
Right.
You know, thick as thieves.
There's your localness.
By the way, there is no way that this is 9.4%.
We are having this Stone, the unfiltered 21416.
Not the black IPA.
Nope, which not the black one.
I still need to try. This is still the Enjoy By. It.
Yeah, that's still looking out for. It's around town, but we just haven't found it.
It needs to be within our lazy reach.
And the aroma I love on this, it does
have a good aroma.
Man, this is nice. This is a, I want to say this is a my favorite enjoy by in a while. Nothing to do with it being unfiltered. I care. I don't care yes or no to it being unfiltered. I just.
That nose. It's not grapefruit. It's not oniony. I think the brother would be the first person to say if the nose is oniony.
Banana.
It's not banana.
Manama.
What's that? It's a slight citrus nose. Slight citrus on the nose. What is it? What am I thinking of? Is it a? It's not apricot. Dankmus. It's a dankmus. That's
it's a dank. It's a dank grapefruit.
Is it kind of like a peach? Something.
It's an unripe grapefruit.
Unripe grapefruit. All right, I'll take that. But it's smooth. It's definitely smooth.
Very smooth.
Smooth.
But it's not sugary sweet.
Smooth.
It reminds me of grapefruit Sculpin.
Oh. Okay. I could see where you're going with that.
But not the overly extract version of grapefruit Sculpin. This is like grapefruit rind.
No rind about it.
No rind. I think I need to foam this beer.
Yeah, me to foam it. Well, some beers to look out for.
It's green this time.
Here in our fifth hour of the show.
This is the Super Bowl of the perfect
pour. I hope you're listening to this while the Super Bowl is on.
What's that one guy that Will Ferrell always used to do on the...
He did
the actor studio or whatever.
Oh no, yeah. What's it? Yeah, what's his name? I forget.
No, not Eric Kerr. Not Eric Kerr.
Eric Kerr.
But it was the other guy. It's like he would show up to the desk and he was just sitting there desk, and there'd be like a stack of index cards, like 2 foot tall. Yes. For my first question, inside the actor studio with.
Yep. Still like that show. Some beers to look out for. Well, I want a brewery to look out for if you're in the Kansas area. You can go to. I totally did this because this is not far from. I always think of Concordia. It's just a small town, like 8,000 people tops, like probably not even 8,000 people. Barely supports a Walmart, and which that's a whole other thing. I was living there when the Walmart came into town.
The Walmart.
And it killed everything.
Really? Oh, so a big, ugly corporation.
Big corporation came in, killed all the little indie guys in town.
Interesting.
And everybody had to, all those little things that they had to kill, if they wanted any kind of employment, had to go stop their own little business and go work for minimum wage at Walmart. So that shit. That's where I fucking come from. So that's my kind of the stuff I hate. So,
that's my store, and I'm sticking to it.
That's my store, sticking to it. So, but there's a brewery. I'm always like looking to see if Concordia gets a brewery. Like that just romantically, that just seems so cool to me to have like a little small little tap room brewery in a small town. That just like that's. Kind of what my dream is to retire. I know producer Becky is not going to be down with that, so I'm not really.
It will remain a dream.
Yeah, but like that just to me that sounds a cool way to retire. Just have this little a small tap room in a small town. You have it open when it's convenient for you to have it open, and there's a town and near there in north, kind of northeastern Kansas. It's called Territory Brewing Company, and it's called Washington. The town's called Washington in Kansas. So it looks cool, and it's got a lot of good reviews. So if you just happen to go through Kansas, go find Territory Brewing in Washington up in northern Kansas. And I hope to go there one day. I hope it's around. Green Flash's Tangerine Soul Style. Ooh. The Tangerine Soul Style. I would like to try that. Sierra Nevada and Society for their beer camp.
Yeah.
Did you see this, Nick?
No.
Oh, I was like, oh my God. Nick's going to lose his shit.
Oh,
Sierra Nevada.
Dark beer.
Sierra Nevada Society. Stout of the Union.
Fuck yeah.
They did a stout together. Okay.
Okay. Oh,
I have it as a 17.3, which that cannot be right. I had cannot have written that Holy. Down properly.
So wait, you said society and who?
Sierra Nevada.
The little independent brewer.
Indie brewer, Sierra Nevada.
So this will go little one of two ways. Something that we can beg Mario to get here in town. Or it'll be just like the 15 gallons.
Society has a keg right now.
Or it'll just be the 15 gallons and society has it.
That's good.
I can't believe that name too. Like, how did somebody not have that name already? Stout of the Union.
State of the Union address.
Stout of the Union. Oh my God, that's genius. But
damn it.
Now, that brings up a question. I'm glad you're here, Beer Brewer. That I think you can. So society only has their beer on tap in their tap room.
Yes.
Which I assume, well, doesn't necessarily mean, but probably means that they have a permit to just sell their beer. Mm-hmm. I know House of Pendragon here in town is the same way. Mm-hmm. I think you guys are the same way.
Yes.
Where you cannot have a guest tap.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how your permit rolls. Now, what happens when it's a collab? When you have that kind of permit, and you do a collab beer, is there any kind of different hoops, or is it just like, is it you can just put it on tap and nobody's gonna know the wiser or care?
The easiest way to explain it is the ABC laws state you have to have a bona fide food program to have guest taps, so basically a kitchen and appetizers and stuff. Then you could have guest taps. So that's why Southgate and Dust Bowl have those. Other places, they don't necessarily have those things. And I think Kern River and Knee Deep used to assess this issue with there were two batches. One time Sierra Nevada, one time Kern River would go up to Sacramento and then we're Knee Deep would go down to Kern River, and so they would brew two separate batches. And when they did Deep River, that was the thing. It was they were bottled different places, and so that's probably what happened. Is maybe they just did like a pilot batch at Society, and that's why it's being served there. And Sierra Nevada has more. I know when Oscar did the Peeves beer, through Sierra Nevada Beer Camp, it was just like three half barrels. So that would be like a barrel and a half on the brew system. So it's a real small scale that they do. Some people, they get major sponsorship. There's people that may, make bottles, but, I don't know how big they went. As confusing as that sounds, that's my answer.
So if you did a collab with House of Pendragon or Tioga, you could have it in the beer garden.
If Tommy came to Tioga and brewed a beer, yes, it could be in our beer garden.
Gotcha.
But it couldn't be in his.
Gotcha.
But if we went to Pendragon, it could be in his.
Okay.
But nah, then, yeah,
I got it.
It doesn't matter what cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
It just they care about where it
comes out of your
from.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's just how I know it. Like, I could be totally wrong.
Boom.
Bells. Did you see these things? Bells. Brewing.
I haven't seen them in a while.
Little kegs. These pony keg cans look like little cans.
Really? Like the Heineken thing?
Yeah, kind of like the Heineken thing, but I seem like they're bigger.
Oh, okay.
They have one of the Hop Slam and their Oberon, which is like their wheat.
Mm.
And like those look pretty effing cool. And I think Diamond's going to be able to get, he's like, yeah, I'm going to get one.
Yeah, no problem.
So good, have fun with that Diamond. Stone as an Americano stout coming out with espresso. It's like an espresso stout, 8.7%.
That's all.
That's it. Of course, we talked about L. Smith's My Bloody Valentine Ale.
Wow.
It's that season.
Want.
It's that season.
Inception. Beer Inception. Bow, right bow, there. Bow, bow, bow.
Ninkasi, it's almost spring. It's going to be spring. It's going to be here before you know it. Yeah. You're going to be out of stout season, bro. Sorry. Drink all your stouts now. It's almost over. It's
stout season.
Ninkasi has a hop cooler, citrus IPA.
Hop cooler.
I want to have that. So those are some things I'm looking out for, or I feel we should all look out for. Or is there anything you guys are looking out for, Nick?
No, I'll skip ahead this time.
What? You don't know?
We have some cheers to get to.
There's only one thing I'm looking out for. I think we need to buy a toaster oven.
Us for the studio? You want a toaster oven? Okay.
Because I was scrolling through the craft beer drinkers of the 559, or in the 559.
Yeah, Facebook group.
And there's a guy, he has a photo of Monkey Knife Fight.
Yes, pale ales.
And it's next to a freshly cooked pan of tater tots.
Ooh.
And I was thinking, what if the studio...
You'll never leave.
I was like, what if the studio had a little toaster oven and we had some tater tots in the freezer?
If we had tater tots, you'll never leave.
We could just throw some tots in the little toaster oven.
And they'll just be sitting there toasting as we're podcasting.
Right? Is that not fucking cool or what?
Well, yes, it is, but...
Somebody go to Target, get a Hampton Bay toaster oven.
It seems like I think maybe we have one here.
I'm going to invent the toaster oven kegerator.
Toaster oven / kegerator.
Yeah.
You could brew and
both.
You could brew and toast at the same time.
Brew and tot.
You know what I'd do with $1 million? Toast and keg at the same time.
Not only would you get your kegerator running, but you'd put a toaster oven in it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
Tots
I would like to see what tater tots pair well with.
I really think we need a pinball machine, but yeah, toaster oven, that's cool.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You can make the toaster oven cost a quarter.
Yeah. I put a quarter in. Nah, come on.
You only get 20 minutes per quarter. Click, click. Okay, anyways.
All right. Well, cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink, 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 clink. Cheers. What we got, Nick? Cheers some people, man.
I want you to do the iTunes reviews.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Mm.
We have not reflected on our iTunes reviews lately, and we've got some cool recent iTunes reviews that need to be acknowledged, damn it.
Need not be ignored.
Michael Douglas movie reference. I will not be ignored.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I remember the last set of friends I showed the movie The Game. It's a fucking good movie from Michael Douglas.
I remember that movie as being good. That's Michael Douglas and the man that took down El Hopple. The game is Michael Douglas and fuck.
I don't know the other guy.
Spicoli.
Sean Penn.
Yeah.
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 That's right.
I think we got the December 6th one, which was funniest beer cast from Daily G. That was a 5-star. From Workmeister. Awesome podcast, local or not. I love this podcast. Lots of reasons. First and foremost, because they are cutting edge. Beer new. This is
that's cool.
I feel like a dumbass reading all this, but I just want this awesome fucking review.
No, it was really cool. That's why I thought we had to at least mention
the Scotty B feature, man. Everyone loves the Scotty B feature. Mad Cran, it's fun, enjoyable indie beer podcast. See, indie beer. This was January 16th dated, okay? So before all the shit went down.
Before listening. Indie beer broke.
Yep, before indie beer broke. Mikey, Matt, and Nick do a great job just having fun. They won't tell you this, but if you listen hard enough, they throw in some education bits as well.
Wow.
It's a very solid review. Again, I feel like a douche reading all of it. So
see this,
he throws in a "I love gold."
This is how I know the difference. People, it's comfortably said, Mikey, Matt, Nick. But I know every time that Mikey signs something on the behalf of three of us, he always goes Nick, Matt, and Mike. He always puts himself last.
No, well,
that's just how you do.
Humble abode.
Yeah, but whatever. It's a fun. I just did Mad Cats.
Because you always remember the last name.
It's a dick move, actually.
name, Mikey. Mikey was Mike, in there somewhere.
I remember, some guy, Mikey, emailed me.
Something Mike. That's all I remember.
Dick.
From 4 out of 5 stars. We got a little bump down on this review. If you want to see all the reviews, go search us out on iTunes. I don't even...
He's going for the whole bottle.
Uh-oh.
He's just going to spoon the whole bottle.
Trying to foam up the whole bottle.
That's not allowed, sir.
Listen to the last episode if you want to know about the Sonic Foamer, because we did it up. Now it's a regular feature on the show.
It's been...
Get yourself a Sonic Foamer, man. It's worth it. Go buy your
just beer... Just to watch the foam.
Beer nerd friend, Sonic Foamer.
It's fucking cool.
And it makes a cool noise. Like a little turbocharger. Dastardly
drinking set. Like, I can... This is from BBBBB12345. I can appreciate this podcast. However, at times I get hung up on chugging sounds in the background while someone else is talking, LOL. Grosses me out, and then I have to turn it off.
What? Sigh. Chugging noises.
I don't know the
Is chugging. It the slurps?
Maybe the referencing the slurps.
Oh, okay.
Are they referencing the bottle pours?
Oh, the glug glug effect.
So iTunes reviews are awesome. They help us out, and it's Apple's dumb little algorithm. Reviews help you bump you up in your category. Yeah. So I don't like it, but it's just a thing. So if you're on iTunes and you have review capabilities, we would appreciate you doing that for us. So.
Or if you know somebody that works for the iTunes,
works for them.
Have them create the beer podcast category, and we'll be number 5. Somebody in the
beer podcasting community that works for Apple that I know.
You'd be surprised. Apple employees are just as common as Starbucks employees in this world, and they know some crazy people.
Cheers. Go ahead, Beardy Brewer.
What? Cheers?
Cheers, yeah.
Oh, I only have two. A recent untapped friend is Jimmy Ortiz. He is a Visalia or South Valley beer apprentice, as I will safely name him. Decent dude. I've met him before. And then I have... Hold on to your ass hats, guys.
Oh, my God. My ass hat.
I have a new Instagram follower. He finally fucking followed me back. Tobby Bull.
Who is that?
559. Bobby Toll. He made his own name, Instagram name. It's Tobby Bull. He was the Whole Foods guy.
Ah!
A.K.A. friends of Big Tim, 559. Okay. So... fellow guys who've made it out of town that are lovely craft beer dudes, music, mm-hmm. music gurus, just the whole nine.
Awesome dudes.
But yeah, Bobby is pretty cool, and he started following me on Instagram, so I hope we have many of moments. And he was also the guy that dropped me off a supplication last time he was in town, which
pretty
I have not,
fucking cool.
Which I have not brought to the podcast. So oh fuck you guys.
What the hell is your problem?
My problem is I'm sometimes selfish, so I don't bring all the beers that I'm given.
Because you're a human being, man.
Oh, okay. Just making sure I'm still alive.
It's all right. Cheers, Nick.
Hey.
Hi. You have cheers.
No, I didn't because I just wanted to say cheers to the iTunes reviewers.
Oh, okay.
That was really cool.
Cheers.
Means a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in this whole Twitter mess that we got into. I'd like to cheers, and I don't have everybody, so I don't want to say it. But one thing that popped up was these guys that are making an indie app. They're making a beer app.
Wow.
Well, here we go.
This app is called Barley App. And now, Barley is spelled with a B-A-R-L-Y. They spell it. So it is right now. It is. In Google Play, it is soon to be in
fucking
iTunes.
Android.
Soon to be 19.
Yeah, Jake from State Farm, go download this and see how the fuck you like it. State Farm,
you better download this, bro. You can go to barleyapp.com to check it out. BARLYAPP.com. They're selling it as a personal beer expert. You snap a photo of the menu, and it'll recommend a beer you'll like matched to your palate. It collects data from beer websites and displays ratings and details about the beer. You can also save your own ratings. It doesn't matter if you're a hardcore nerd or just getting into it. It'll still work the same.
Have you considered Stella Artois?
It's coming out soon for iTunes. It's not out there yet, but it is in for your Android people. So that's something. Rarely the Android people have something over the iTunes people at the moment.
That's probably why it's not doing so well.
they're just starting out. So
once us Applers get a hold of it,
then it's gonna blow up, yo. So yeah, if you're on the Google Play, check the Barley app out. Cheers to Pariah Brewing Company. Cheers to Justin Mason. Cheers to Beer in Essex.
Justin Mason.
Justin Mason was awesome. Gave us an awesome, like, the kind of tweet that we long for. It was just he's over there on the other side of the pond and just basically gave us a tweet like, hey, appreciate what you guys are doing. Yeah. Enjoy what you're doing over here.
Keeping on.
Thank you. Big cheers to Justin. Cheers to Mike Sardina for being the president of the San Diego Brewers Guild. Motherfucker, man.
Way to go.
Jesus.
That guy is something else.
Overachiever.
Yep. I listened to a recent episode of Beer Sessions Radio. It's episode 314. And we're fans of Six Point Brewing. I'm a big fan of Six Point Brewing. They had one of their brewers there, Danny Bruckert, on the show. And just sounded like a nice dude, a really cool dude. And
yeah.
Just made me appreciate Six Point even more.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
I was like, oh, man, I love their beer. And then it's like you hear one of their brewers is just this super nice and rad beer guy. And I was like, ah. So if you're in the East Coast, you definitely need to be drinking Six Point beer. But big cheers to our newest golden god,
ooh,
Corey in Florida.
Holy shit.
Is a new patron of ours.
Oh, fuck
is
yeah.
Now a new patron. Patreon.com/perfect4 if you want to help out. If you're still here after this 7-hour podcast.
Without a guest tonight.
No guest.
This is the podcast. I already did that. This is the Perfect Pour Telethon.
We have one more beer waiting to get open. Should we open it?
Give us money and we will shut up. Perfect Pour Telethon.
PerfectPourPod.com. Perfect Pour Pod on all social media. And that's all the things. You're awesome for still being here. I really appreciate it. We're going to do it. We're going to open up.
Yes or no?
I'm out.
Oh, if he's out, I'm not going to open it.
If okay.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
I hope you didn't stay for that. That was terrible. All right. Well, this is a great show. We still have some beer to enjoy here.
Oh, we've had this before.
Did we?
Oh, yeah.
The Lair of the Bear.
Liger of the Bear?
Lair of the Bear from Mammoth Brewing.
So that's a note?
I got some of this unfiltered. Good.
Chug.
All right. Thanks for listening to a podcast about indie beer.
Perfect Pour number 134. Craft
beer. Thanks for
listening. Beer.
134. Have a great week drinking your beer. And if somebody is mean to us on Twitter, console us in the next week, okay?
We'll tell your mom.
Yeah.
We need hugs.
I'm going to tell your mom, okay? Hey. Summer today.
Get us out of here.
So much for getting that done early. Holy shit.